What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, founder and owner of Prairie Paws Rescue, Kay John, joining us. And Kay, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us back.
Well, of course, thank you for joining us in 2021. And we look forward to another great year for Prairie Paws Rescue. Kay, for those who maybe haven't heard of Prairie Paws Rescue, would you mind telling us what you guys do?
Yes, we were established back in 2007, my friend Becky and I, and we're a nonprofit foster home-based rescue. All the pets are kept in foster homes. We don't have a building or shelter, and that way we can work on, you know, behaviors, we can work on potty training, that type of a thing. Again, we're a nonprofit, we're all volunteers, nobody on the pay scale. Our hearts are bigger than our pocketbooks, let's put it that way. And we take animals in need, and some of them are on last resort, and we take those animals in need, bring them into our rescue. If they have any medical needs, we take care of that before we place them. Everything is spayed, neutered, shots updated, dogs are microchipped, all the medical needs before they get to new homes.
Well, and I just love how unique an organization that is, where you have these animals growing up in a foster home where they're taken care of just as if they were living with them. And I'm sure on the other side of that, it's hard to give them up when it comes to finding them a home, right?
Trust me, foster fail many times over. So
perfect. So we're talking again with Kay John, Prairie Paws Rescue. And, you know, you guys would do meet and greets, Kay, when it comes to meeting the animals and that. And sadly, those had to go away with COVID restrictions. But it looks like there's a meet and greet of sorts coming up here on this Saturday, right?
Right. Correct. Prairie Paws Rescue, in conjunction with Tractor Supply, we've been invited to come in and do a puppy and kitten shower. With that being said, puppies and kittens will be there. We have some of the cutest little black lab puppies. There are three of them. There's two boys and a girl. So we named them after the Dukes of Hazzard characters, Daisy, Luke, and Bo. And, but they are the Dukes of Stutzman. So, and their little black lab puppies are about 8 weeks old. And so we are in need of some supplies for them. Puppies are messy. We are in the need of like pee pads and paper towels and puppy chew toys, that type of a thing, to keep these little guys occupied until they can get all their vet work ready. And we are taking applications on these little guys and girls. And they are going to be at the puppy and kitten shower this Saturday at Tractor Supply. That's from 12 noon till 1. So come on in and meet the Dukes of Stutzman. And we also have a couple of kittens, special needs kittens, that will be there as well. These kittens have come to us, definitely special needs. We've got a little orange kitten by the name of Liebchen, which means sweetheart in German. She got entangled into a sickle mower, and one of her legs had to be completely amputated at the shoulder. The other foot or leg only has one toe on it, but it hasn't hindered her one way, shape, or form from getting around, up and down stairs and up on cupboards, and very playful. And then we've got another little kitten, Puzzle. We don't know exactly what happened to her, but she kind of walks on the one paw like a monkey where it's buckled under. And her name is Puzzle because the one foot that's injured looks like she's got a puzzle piece on it, therefore Puzzle. And she will be there as well, and we'll be taking applications for adoption for all of these puppies and kittens. Plus, again, we're looking for supplies.
Right.
With the cats, looking at the supply list, we need scoop litter, cat toys, science diet, kitten food, spray cleaner, bleach, that type of a thing. Anything to take care of puppies and kittens. So
for sure. And we, I mean, if you've been a pet owner, you know the responsibility that comes with it, and definitely the need for the items like that. Being a nonprofit, Kay, it helps, yes, to find them homes, but it helps even more so, or just as much, to have the supplies to do that in the foster homes, right?
Exactly. And I said, you know, talking about those puppies being messy, I said, I've got the puppies at my house, and I go through the potty or piddle pads. I said, I've gone through a pack in like 3 days, and there's 100 in a pack. So they're messy, but they're sweet, and you know, we just want to get them homes, but you know, we appreciate any supplies, donations that we can get. Also, any type, if you're from out of the area, we also have a PayPal on our website that you can donate money and just designate toward the puppies and kittens there. We also accept gift cards to like Walmart, Tractor Supply, also gas cards. Before we went on the air, we talked about driving. We've driven all over the place to go get animals. We also have some foster homes out of the area. We provide them with gas cards to get the pets into town for vet appointments. So there's a number of things that you can, you know, donate to help us out.
Yeah, and not just donations, Kay. They can donate their home as well because you're looking for foster homes too.
Absolutely. Absolutely looking for foster homes. And you can pick and choose what you would like to foster, whether it be bottle-fed kittens, bottle-fed puppies, senior dogs. We have a need for senior dogs. We get a lot of calls from the impounds looking for people to take in 10-year-old dogs, and sometimes it becomes a permanent foster. I happen to be one of those, so. Yeah.
Well, and you know that better than anybody there.
Yes, okay, so. Yep, exactly. I said I feel sorry for the older ones because no one wants them, yeah. So.
Well, and they need a home just as much as the puppies.
Absolutely,
the kittens,
so. Absolutely.
Perfect. Hey, John, Prairie Paws Rescue here on Let's Talk About It. So that puppy and kitten shower is going to be this Saturday, January 23rd, Tractor Supply Company in Jamestown. Kay, if people have questions about Prairie Paws Rescue, they want to get involved, donate, or do anything along the line, what are some ways they can contact?
We have a website, prairiepawsrescue.com, or they can call me 701-320-4553. And we also have a Facebook page. So that will keep you up to date pretty much on any new pets that come in, activities that we're doing. And as far as 2001, usually we have a huge fundraiser in February, but with the COVID restrictions, we're not doing that this year. So hopefully down the line, things will improve. And maybe in the fall, you know, early winter, we might be able to have another fundraiser. So,
fingers crossed, because nonprofits, yes, like yours, they rely on that.
Absolutely. Yep. Like I said, we're all volunteers. We don't get any national, state, city funding. Everything is, we rely on the donations and the kind-heartedness of our followers. So,
well, and it's appreciated for those who can take in the foster pets and everything.
Yes,
too,
so. Absolutely.
Kay, anything else you want to mention about Prairie Paws?
We've had a successful 2020, even with the pandemic. People have been adopting pets like crazy. We are known for the small fluffy pets, but we've been getting a lot of bigger dogs in, which is great because there's a need for that too. So go on our website under Pet Finder and you'll find all the pets that we have available. And also want to remind people that the spay neuter promotions are coming up with the vet clinics in February and March. So if you have a pet that needs to be spayed or neutered, call your Jamestown vet clinics. They are participating. And then Prairie Paws is also offering a $20 discount coupon.
Awesome.
For those that contact us. So
perfect
to help out.
Excellent. Well, Kay, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you, Warren.